This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Climb on, brother. Climb on.
Dell, do you realize it? I think John still is on.
I am. I am still on.
Are you breaking Lent right now, technically?
No.
If it's in your system?
But if you stop, I haven't had a drink since midnight. So
yeah, okay.
So I've given it up, even though
this has gone on now for probably 14 years.
Yeah.
You started doing that?
Yep. And this is the worst day of the year. In that
detox?
Yeah. In that
cold sweats.
Very difficult time for me. And then on top of it, it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day sucks. Okay. Valentine's Day, it's like, and I tell them, like, I have to tell you I love you. They're telling me that I have to tell you I love you this day. I tell you I love you every day, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's stop with this pretense that this is some important day. Valentine's Day sucks, okay? That's all there is to that. And on top of it, the hangover effect of Valentine's Day being on Ash Wednesday, it just multiplies it for me, all right? Now, I got to go to Klein's today when I want to just go straight to bed and take a nap. And I have to do that, which is making me nuts right now. I'm already thinking about how much that sucks that I have to go over there and buy something, even though Mark is going to give me a great deal. So, and if you have to buy something, go see Mark Klein today at Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers, Fountain View and Westheimer. Anyway, so here we are. And, you know, watching Ryan Anderson, you may be right about Ryan Anderson. He's the key to this whole team.
It's a house of cards. Look, I hate to say it. This entire team is a house of cards, and the Rockets dodged an enormous bullet at trade deadline. If they would have traded their good luck charm and three-point sniper Ryan Anderson, the whole thing could have come completely apart. Instead,
dumbass things. Pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
They hang on. And, I mean, 30 games over 500 now?
Yeah. Is any
James
good?
Is the MVP.
Yeah, there's no question.
Ryan Anderson is Mr. Plus Minus.
Yeah.
Although it seems like the better he performs, I'm not sure how this works, but his highest plus minuses are when he doesn't have that many points. I guess he's just doing all the intangible things, I guess. Yesterday he was plus 14. Mr. Plus Minus is just out there wrecking shop. Or was he plus 12? I think he was plus 14. And Chris Paul is plus 22. No, he's plus 12 off the bench. But Ryan Anderson has now become, now he is in the mix. I'm not saying he's the favorite, but he's definitely in the mix for sixth man of the year now. He has to be. So sixth man of the year, Ryan Anderson, yesterday with 21 points on 6 3-pointers. And he basically is keeping the team afloat with a 9-game win streak.
I know why you like Ryan Anderson.
Why?
Because you ain't about the culture. You have chosen the one guy who on that team who has nothing to do with the culture, and you are championing him.
No, I just like him because I call him Mr. Plus Minus.
You're going to write that negative article about the Black Panther, too, right? The Black Panther movie.
Oh,
right?
I'm not going to write that. No.
You love Ryan Anderson, and you write negative reviews about the Black Panther.
That's what I'm writing.
Ryan Anderson's not anti-black.
I didn't say anti-black. I say he's the one guy you can look. He's not part of the culture.
No, Ryan Anderson.
Why isn't Ryan Anderson
part
of the culture?
You want to know why I love Ryan Anderson? Because no matter what he does, he has a plus minus that's positive every time. I don't know how he does it. Ryan Anderson can be on the court for 31 minutes, shoot 0 for 5, and have a plus 9.
Yeah.
And James Harden will be a plus 7. I don't know how.
But
it just happens.
Oh, by the way, now I have my sports map article for tonight. I got to write on why the Black Panther sucks.
You haven't seen it.
I know.
You can't write that article.
That'll still move me.
So there's lots of people who already think. There's lots of people who thought Moonlight was an amazing movie that never saw it. Like that deserved to win the Oscar. Like how many of y'all? I saw Moonlight. How many of America saw Moonlight?
I saw Moonlight.
Did you see it before the Oscars or after?
Before the Oscars.
Okay, not very many of us did, Dell.
That, not what very many, according it's to the box us. Office.
We're not one in the same.
Yeah, movie watchers.
No, I don't want to be in your group. Sorry.
Yes, you're in there. Come on. Hop on. We're having lunch with Ryan Anderson today.
Yep.
You're going to like it.
43-13 beat the snot out of the best team in
well, what, the best what young I'm team. Hearing is the best young team. And at one point, Real said, I would rather have the Timberwolves than the Rockets.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves are a better young team.
No, I've said that, too. I'd rather have the Thunder. And I'm taking all that back now.
Be careful. James is still a 30-10 player. Like, there aren't many of those in NBA history.
No. I get that, but I didn't like the style of basketball. I like the style of basketball that they're playing now. And to be fair, that was before Chris Paul really took over.
Chris Paul's a whole
different the whole deal.
He's the other Mr. Plus Minus 22 yesterday. Mr. Plus Minus Chris Paul. Chris Paul just makes it to where James Harden doesn't have to. I'm telling you, it a lot less pressure is on James Harden's shoulders throughout the course of a game. When Chris Paul is on the court in any given game, James in any given regular season game can have a 60-point triple double. I mean, that's not a big deal. What we're worried about is what happens when the pressure's really on the last 2 minutes of a game. It's tight and it's a big, you know, and it's a big playoff game. Well, I feel less concerned. If it were just James, I'd have the same level of concern I've had every year. If it were less, but with James, Chris Paul, I don't have that much of a concern because I think Chris Paul gives that team some balance and some confidence. And honestly, this team is filled with a lot better, just a lot more confident athletes. Bamute being in the starting lineup along with PJ Tucker, and Ryan Anderson is now officially a bench guy.
Yeah.
Officially. It's just those guys just – Trevor Ariza is not even missed.
No.
I don't, not that
well, you got the same guy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's not even missed. Now, I want Trevor Ariza back. Obviously, it just adds to your depth. But they just have a bunch of confident guys who are competent at all times. Corey Brewer seemed like somebody shot him up with meth every game. Every game, just, he'd run as fast as he can. He'd get a steal. Like, something good would happen, like he'd get a steal. And they'd sprint as fast as he could into the basket support and not even get her layup off. Just like, bang! Like, Corey, just
relax.
Shoot the ball. Just calm down. You're like a ferret on a double espresso. Just relax.
What? A ferret on a double espresso?
He'd grab it, and he'd turn and throw a pass into, like, the ninth row and hit one of the ladies in a dance-off that's on the screen. Like, Corey, it's a timeout. They're having a dance-off. Why are you throwing balls into the stands?
Yeah.
Relax.
No, this team is well put together. And now you're going to add Joe Johnson to the mix and Trevor Ariza. This is a team that hasn't had Trevor Ariza for how long? He's going to come back. You're going to have Joe Johnson. I don't know where you're going to put where everybody's going to get the minutes, if you want to know the truth. But he definitely cuts down in the postseason. And Joe Johnson's got to work his way.
Joe's not getting minutes right now.
No, Joe's got to work his way. You've got to figure, you know, somehow, some way, you got to figure it out.
Maybe you're going to play him ahead of Gerald Green, Eric Gordon, Ariza when he's back, Bamute. I don't know where Joe Johnson. He's just another. Let's put another one on the bench.
Yeah.
Just in case something happens.
Just in case. Hey, Jackie. He says, hey, WTF, you weren't saying how much Valentine's Day sucks when you're talking us into buying cheap roses for the last month. Damn, man. just because. Listen, I got to do it too. I got to buy all this crap too. All right? It doesn't mean it doesn't suck. Yeah. Okay, got it. I want to get the best price on the roses. I want to get the best price on the jewelry. I got to do it too. All right? It sucks that you got to do it, but you got to do it. So you might as well get the best deals, right? So that's what I did for you, Jackie. So maybe you should be appreciative instead of saying WTF. Maybe, Jackie, you should be appreciative when Amber gets you something nice, some roses or some jewelry, a nice dress. Jerk. And girls can be jerks too. Yes, Jackie. Girls can be jerks too. You are.
That's a guy. Jackie's a guy. Yeah.
No, Jackie, not what
yeah,
name
no, is. No. Amber's the.
That's a girl's name.
I think that's a heterosexual relationship, Amber and Jackie, in this case.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure. Well,
Amber and Jackie? Like that could be a guy and a girl and a guy? No.
They are using.
Amber and Jackie. That's like a sitcom. It's a lesbian sitcom.
It is. I think that was on Netflix. I think that was on Netflix with what's her name from 9 to 5. The
yeah,
the,
Not Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin?
Yeah, I think Lily Tomlin was Jackie.
Yeah, Jack.
I think she was Jackie.
Jackie and Amber.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. You know, you're right. There was a Netflix show. Yeah. And listeners.
Yeah, the guys turned into gay lovers and the girls turned into lesbian lovers, and that was the show.
I don't know about all that. I just know that there's a Netflix show that I think you're right on that one. So the basically, in case you missed it, Houston has the best baseball team. They have the best basketball team. Not necessarily in the standings, but we all know.
And the best football team.
They're the best quarterback, probably the best football team, probably.
The best money raiser.
The best money raiser in JJ.
Right.
They have a classy front office.
Classy owner.
Mm-hmm. That was...
Did you see what somebody tweeted yesterday? No. Was it Clint or... No, it was not Dan Holden. You don't follow him, so you didn't get it. He said that the Astrodome is not going to... They're going to have holding cells for the Texans.
See, that's why I don't follow him, because he says something not classy like that.
That was classy. Holding cells for the Texans when the warden wants to put him in prison. So that was kind of funny. But that's not what's happening. And actually, it did pass. So we're going to get a parking lot and conference center.
Yay.
What? $105 million, Dell?
Oh, it doesn't affect me. I don't live in Harris County, so congratulations to you guys. And it's great for sports radio, too. Like, when this thing actually gets going, the construction gets going, all the shows during the summer, what could the Astrodome really be that would help the city as opposed to a parking lot
are we still
and a
just
conference
keeping,
room?
Are we going to blow up the Astrodome?
No, we just passed yesterday that we're putting $105 million into it to clean up the cat poo.
Can't we just put the $105 million for... blowing it up?
No, we're not going to blow it up.
I swear to God.
If they would have blown up the Roman Coliseum, no one would go there.
Two things are the most shocking things. And this happened a lot when I was at 790 when like old dudes will fight you over the Astrodome.
Yeah.
They will fight you over the Astrodome.
Well, they should.
As far as I'm concerned, blow it to smithereens. What do I care? They've done this in every other city. No one ends up caring. It's okay. Yankee Stadium's not Yankee Stadium anymore. It's okay.
What are you talking about? Have you ever been to Rome? Have you seen the Colosseum? Yeah. Okay.
Why is that your comparison? Did they kill Christians in the Astrodome?
Yeah,
too?
That's right. Yeah, they killed Christians. No, I'm sure some didn't. Christians
no
died
one,
in there.
He's drunk still. Don't.
Yeah.
No one killed
I'm
Christians.
I'm pretty sure
still.
That Guys, some lions came out and killed. Kids, I'll if, tell you this. Go in there now and see if the early, rats won't kill you.
If you're headed to church early for... Ash Wednesday, don't listen to the bad man with the Coors Light mouth. He doesn't end up telling you true stories about the Astrodome.
So yeah, okay. So I'm sure some rats have killed people in there.
Here's the other thing. We would have this guy, and I can't remember his name. He is from A-Leaf, and he was a real caller. And if the Astrodome came up, ring, and this guy would call up. Maybe somebody can hit me on Twitter, remind me what his name was. Hey, guys, I've got an idea for the Astrodome. You can make it a big tailgate area, and where the tailgates could go in there, indoor tailgating for bad weather. Like, what about the rats? I think I brought the rats up, or somebody else. Just barbecue the rats. And that turned into a hot key. But everybody has an opinion about what you should. To me, it's super easy. It's casino, and it's over. Yeah. And maybe you turn, and see, now I'm playing into it. Now here I am, like, this stupid topic about what to do with the Astrodome, when really it should be a casino with hotels in it and a nice travel location.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. I don't care what it is. It needs to stay. It's a Houston monument. No. It's the only monument Houston has.
What?
What are you talking about? What else?
Knicks.
Okay. Besides Knicks.
Houston Monument, there's lots of them. Right, Dell?
Yeah.
There's the Wall of Water.
Oh, yeah, that's bringing everybody.
There's the Wall of Water.
Oh, they're flocking.
Oh, have you ever seen how many people take their prom pictures there?
Oh, everybody.
Tons.
Everybody.
It's a zillion. Drake had his over there.
Yes. Yes.
What else, Del? What else do we have that are Houston?
Oh, yeah, the San Jacinto Monument. Everybody flocks there.
Oh, the that bridge.
Everyone will in 1,000 years flock to the Astrodome to see the first ever dome.
Isn't there a bridge that takes you to Pasadena?
There's
maybe?
A ferry. No.
That's whatever it is that gets you to Pasadena.
To Bolivar.
Yeah, that's probably one.
That's not something.
Pleasure Pier.
Sugar Land.
Oh, yeah, Pleasure Pier.
What's that?
That's Tillman's
on Tillman Galveston.
Oh, Sugarlands has a BJ's steakhouse,
speaking of pleasure
whatever.
Pier, whatever.
And then
there's a BJ's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, Katie has that
filth and
that place where you with the basketball, the Southland Conference plays their basketball games there. It's
and
really nice.
The bike place where you ride around on your bikes.
Yeah,
and
the
Katie.
Velodrome.
Yeah.
You got that. Like a lot of great stuff.
Pasadena has a place where
Wildcat
they hold
golf course.
What? Yes.
Highest wants. Elevations in the city.
You're yeah, highest right. elevation in the city. That one where you have to hit it up about 300 feet high.
Yes, on a number bottle. 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't tell me that the Astrodome's the only thing we've got. We got a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. We're loaded some, with different we got stuff.
Some, we got
ooh,
some,
U.S. Up 2-0. How
got
about
some
that?
Things.
All right. Let's. U.S. hockey's on right now, as a matter of fact, playing Slovenia or Slovakia or one of the Slows.
A bunch of guys you never heard of playing other guys you never heard of.
Yeah, that's right.
The NHL's like, no, we're not doing this.
Coached
again.
By Tony Granato. Thank you.
Do
good night.
You know, I saw an article. It was on Root, which I don't think is a very. I think Root is a little bit fringe. And the whole article was, ooh, gross. The Winter Olympics, the privileged Olympics, where people go in the opening ceremony dressed in their Ralph Lauren, blah, blah. I'm like, it's the same in summer. What are you talking about?
Only they're in Nike more, and aren't they in the summer?
The Summer Olympics, I guess, are the real. There's no privilege in the Summer Olympics with the NBA Dream Team.
Which is more privileged, winter or summer?
I mean, if you just judge privilege by demographic, I think we have an answer to that question.
I just saw an article where, there are more dark people.
Whoa.
That's what it said. There are
no.
darker. Yes.
I'm checking out of
yes.
this segment.
Yes.
I'm checking out of this segment.
No nope.
people in
get
these
your,
Olympics
get
than
your
ever.
Erection. We talked about this
get
yesterday.
To your erection. Yes.
And the person had a problem.
Get to the erection.
That guy had a problem with
all those Fox
this is
darker
the,
people.
This is the first time that I want him to get to this spot.
Talk about your erection, John. That's less awkward.
I'm not talking about mine. I'm talking about yours.
What's the name of the website?
ImproveMyErection.com.
You're talking about your erection.
ImproveMyErection.com. Hey, kids, while you're going to get ashes.
Not kids.
Not for kids. This not is for, kids. Okay, earmuffs for the kids. Dad, while you're in the car and you're taking the kids, maybe you feel you don't feel like yourself anymore. Maybe you need to go to see Dr. Rourke and check it out for yourself. How about feeling like you used to when you were younger? And this is not, and guess what? You may be young and experience an ED problems. It's they see as many 30-year-olds as they do 50 or 60-year-olds because it's a problem that you can handle, though. It's a problem that you need to get rid of because, listen, the worst thing is when you're trying to perform and you can't. And all of those pills and everything else, that's a Band-Aid. How about fixing the problem for good? Fixing it, and that's what Dr. Rourke does every single day. He improves people's erections through the Gaines Wave Therapy, and you can get this job done. 281-496-3355. Call them right now. Set up an appointment. Go there. It's a great environment, very relaxing, and get rid of that anxiety from ED. 281-496-3355 or improvemyerection.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What are we to make of this article, Dell? College football heads in wrong direction with largest attendance drop in 34 years. How about that? Down an average of 1,409 fans per game.
The narrative of the NFL only while college is booming is not necessarily accurate.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you why. Because the new generation of sports fans are not what we would call P1s. They're not all in. They're easily distracted. Even my kids. I'm like, what are y'all doing? The Rockets are playing. They're the best team. Ryan Anderson's playing. I'll come off the bench, sixth man of the year potential. And they'll be watching something like it's. They don't even know the Rockets are on. Like, you what is wrong with you idiots?
You sell your kids on Rockets basketball by mentioning Ryan Anderson?
They don't. I didn't say it takes. But I try to say Mr. Plus Minus, like, every game he plays, whatever the plus minus is their margin of maybe victory. KJ brought that up. It's true.
Maybe you should sell something else because your kids aren't dumb.
Yeah. Well, they
maybe
they,
you should sell Chris Paul. They like James Harden.
Yeah, they like Harden better.
Okay, great. They like Harden. So yeah, no wonder your kids. Ariza, oh, we gotta watch Ryan. Watch Ryan Anderson again.
Now Snacks is like some very different players. When he was five,
Heat, wasn't he?
Well, he loves the Heat because he was Little League basketball Heat. But the Rockets are his team also. But who was Jeremy Lin? He was a Jeremy Lin fan. Like, oh, this is painful. He was a Jeremy Lin fan.
Everybody's a Jeremy.
Fan.
Why is that painful? And everybody's then, a Jeremy Lin fan.
That was the worst. That racist. Was like the Steven Coutinho era Rockets.
When if you don't Jeremy love Jeremy Lin, you're racist.
Jeremy Lin or a Rocket fan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Rocket fans didn't like Jeremy Lin. Once they got Jeremy Lin part two, you know who they liked? Jeremy Lin as a Nick, who America liked. What a great story. It was just one of the weirdest hot streaks of all time.
Yeah, but it was a great story, and if you didn't like him, you were racist.
Or a Goran Dragic fan.
Well, yeah.
Because instead of Dragic, it ended up being him.
Yeah.
So he liked Jeremy Lin, and then there was one other, like, it wasn't Troy Daniels. It was somebody, I'll think of it in a second. It was one of those Daryl players who's there for a year and then gone. What was this?
Why aren't we talking about Costa
the guy
Ball
from Louisville? Who is the guy from?
What is this thing that he does?
I get easily distracted. Who is the guy from Louisville that they had? Light skinned Puerto Rican guy who was
Francisco Garcia.
Francisco Garcia. That was Snacks' favorite player too. 1 year, like Francisco Garcia. He's not even going to be in the league. He won't be a Rocket more than a year. This is a Daryl special. Flip this prospect.
Well, your favorite. But Rockets growing up were all cocaine heads.
Yeah, Lewis Lloyd was on coke.
Yeah. So, I mean, your dad was probably going, really?
My dad, here's my favorite players growing up. Benny Anders in Trouble with the Police.
Yep.
Did a whole documentary about where'd Benny go? We're not even sure. Cesar Cedeno, involuntary manslaughter, killed a woman. Well, not a woman. It was his girlfriend behind his wife's back. Mm. That was my favorite player. And Lewis Lloyd kicked out of the league for cocaine. So, yeah, I could pick him.
Yeah.
Good at that.
None of which has anything to do with college football attendance. But,
oh, God, that's what we were talking. Yeah, you're right, Dale. That's on me. I got to be better than that.
So, is this a product of CTE and head injuries?
No.
Or is it just something? Or what is it? Because in 1983, you had a drop of a bigger drop in attendance, minus 1,527 as opposed to 1,409, which was your average drop in attendance last year. In 2014, you had a big drop. In 92, you had a big drop.
Does it have to do with, I don't know what the attendance usually is in a Pac-12. The Pac-12 wasn't a power conference at all this year.
No.
Does it have it broken down by conferences? Maybe the Pac-12 took a big dip because there was it was not a big draw to see USC. Maybe it was not a draw to see Washington. Maybe their own teams, Pac-12 was weak.
The SEC slipped an average of 2,900 fans per game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe no one wants to see Alabama whip that ass. Maybe that's it.
Well, maybe. Maybe having one team here. Oh, yeah. We got the Power 5 attendance changes. The Pac-12 was minus 472, which was not. SEC was the most.
SEC
minus
was 2,400. Down the most.
ACC minus 1,200. Big 12 minus 679 and Pac-12 472.
So
Big 10.
SEC is the one. Do you think there's any chance that they just said, I'm not going because we don't have a chance because Alabama?
Quite possibly. Quite possibly.
You think that's really? Yeah. I mean, what else? That's the conference that if you're a college football fan and you see that conference drop down in attendance, that's where you go,
mm-hmm.
This is curious.
Arizona State, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Penn State are all in the process of downsizing stadiums right now. Which is something you don't ever see in college football.
Wow.
Yeah, especially out of a Penn State.
Are we watching, on a serious note, are we, let's get Colby in, shortest wait times in the game today. Colby, what's going on? How you doing?
Uh, Well, before y'all started talking about the Power Five, I was just looking at the other five. And what kills me about going to games right now is they don't tell you what time kickoff's going to be until the TV sets it. And so then it's not till 2 weeks out that you know that, you know, kickoff's going to be at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And Lance, as you know, like having kids, you've got to plan your weekend out like 6 weeks ahead of time, 10 weeks ahead of time, you know, whatever the case is. So whenever we go and look at the schedule and say, all right, I want to go to this U of H game, you know, this looks good. Well, we don't know what time kickoff's going to be. And so now, and then also you throw in the Thursday night games, and I mean, I get that a few diehards can go and watch the Thursday night games and the Tuesday night games and everything else, but attendance is going to be down because you can't fill up for Thursday night games like you used to be able to, unless, you know, your team's like fighting for a championship or going to or making a huge run that year. So I think those are two other things. But it's interesting what you're saying about the SEC. I didn't think that they would be susceptible to a lot of these things.
I didn't either, and yet it sounds like they're number one in drops. So who knows? Maybe it's an outlier. Who knows? But are we? We'll do this here on the other side. I'm kind of curious if we're in the midst of a fundamental shift. And when we come back, everyone likes to say, oh, there's nothing to this. There's nothing to this. I think we might be in the middle of a fundamental shift in sports. We'll get into that a little bit more.
But it's happened before. So I know I think that a bunch of people think, uh-oh, the ship is sinking. I mean, there was a bigger drop in 1983.
I'm going to tie it all together.
Yeah.
I'm going to tie all the sports together when we come back. It's 728 here. You guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Time to talk about...
Today, you still have time.
Yeah, you still got time. I'm going over there. And Mark is joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5. I'm going to head over to his place right after the show and pick my deal up. He's going to wrap it for me. So I don't have to wrap it. He's going to give me a dozen roses from River Oaks Flowery, and he's going to give me a dinner for two from Damaris. Am I right?
That's how we do it, John. You know, Valentine's Day, can't wait for this day every year. It's a great day, spreading love all over the city of Houston. Hey, come to me for diamonds today. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to any half-price sale, but come to Klein. You're going to get the best price on diamonds in the city of Houston. Damaris Barbecue, I take care of you on that. I give you a dozen roses for her as well. So anything in jewelry that you want, we have it. We probably have it in stock. You know, we do custom jewelry, do computer CAD design. Anything you want in jewelry, we're going to be able to do it. We're going to do it for less than anywhere else in the city of Houston.
Always, every time. This is Mark's time to shine for you. And, hey, listen, it's something you got to do. I'm going. You got to go. Everybody's got to get this job done. And Mark is a lifesaver. He is the guy that is going to save you today because you've waited till the last minute like I did. And you got to do it. You got to get there today. What time are you opening?
We're going to be there at about 9:45 this morning. So anything in jewelry, whether you spend $50, John, or $100, it doesn't matter. We got it in stock. We also give you the roses. We also give you the dinner. So anything in jewelry, give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. We're located at the corner of Fountain View and Westheimer. Come by today. We'll take care of you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, Bill Haas in L.A. for the Genesis at Riviera in a car accident. Flipped over. A Ferrari flipped over. The driver was killed. Bill Haas was just released from the hospital. He's got pain in his legs. No broken bones, but apparently he's got some swelling and some pain in his legs. So hopefully he'll be better. That's a rough situation. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. you're more than welcome to do that. Bill O'Brien has his coaching staff all set. You know him? Yep. Romeo Crennel, Brad Seeley is the special teams. Who else? Romeo Crennel goes back to defensive coordinator.
Takes his rightful position.
Sean Ryan, quarterbacks coach. Mm-hmm. Matt O'Donnell, defensive quality control. A bunch of guys that you'd... Mike Devlin, the offensive line coach. He's done a remarkable job, actually, with what he's had to work with.
They do. Now, there's people who are scoffing when you say that and laughing, but they actually ran the ball pretty decent last year.
Yeah.
They have for the last
for
couple
what
years.
They had? With the guys that they had?
The pass pro's not where it needs to be.
No, but it was a hell of a lot better when Deshaun was back there.
There's no offensive line coach that can get that blocked up with that.
Wes Welker. Did you see that they refused to let Wes Welker go interview elsewhere?
Good.
Yeah. They kept him offensive and special teams assistant. They said, no, you're not going anywhere.
Was he not a wide receivers coach last year?
He was an assistant. No, he's an assistant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that means they have plans for him.
Yep. He's doing a good job. All right. So that is in the books. You said you wanted to... You thought that there was some reason for this.
Well, so it's really sports in general. I ask if sports is at a little bit of a... So everything has gone up, right? Everything increases. Crowd side, TV ratings, revenue. Everything about sports has been going up and up and up. One thing we know historically about everything is that every entity, whether it's a restaurant, a band, a technology, a stock, it doesn't matter. Everything eventually plateaus. And then there's the potential for decline based on how something is run, based on consumer habits. Sometimes it is definitely within the control of whatever restaurant, band, company, and in this case, sports in general. Sometimes it is within their control, and sometimes it's just changing marketplace. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just things change. And I think there's a combination of both of those factors. There are going to be fundamental changes in viewing. It has happened historically. There was a time when boxing and baseball and horse racing were the three biggest. They were monsters. And now they're not. Boxing has gotten pushed out by MMA. Baseball, many will argue, is the third of the majors. And then horse racing is just an afterthought.
It's all but disappeared, yeah.
And that's just things change. Demographics change. Viewing habits change. How you consume, it all changes. Viewing habits are changing drastically from television and definitely from live television now to DVR has become a major one. Cord cutting is completely changing the landscape of everything, of how people consume their programming and when they consume it. And then, of course, mobile apps. I was able to see through the NFL Network how people consumed. I was privy to the data over the last 3 years, how they consume, how they watch the NFL draft coverage from a PC, from mobile, from tablet, and from television. And every year, as you can imagine, it just starts rolling more and more to telephone and tablet, more and more telephone and tablet. And that's what it's going to be. A lot of people, Dale, how much do you consume your programming on a tablet or your phone? Like, what percentage would you say you watch on TV right now, and what percentage you watch on a mobile device?
I probably watch more Rockets games on my laptop.
You really do?
Yeah.
Is there a reason?
Not so much. I mean, maybe because they're not my favorite team, but I need to keep track of them. So I'll have whatever I was focused on the big screen, maybe another game, and I'll just have the Rockets on.
But you do multitask.
Yeah, I do. I multitask, yeah.
Which multitask means you're not really putting focus on anything. That's what my wife was. I can multitask. Like, we're trying to watch a movie, and she's on her laptop. I'm like, no.
No, you can't.
This movie is just on in the background. You're not actually watching this.
Right.
This is background noise. Like, for Dell, the Rockets are background noise, only in the foreground.
Right. But how much of this is, okay, Jerry makes a good point. LSU, FSU, Florida, Tennessee, all historically any good programs that draw have disgruntled fans right now because the product wasn't very good this year.
It's very, very fair. It's very, very fair.
And how much of it is they're starting to price out I think that there's a, it, this may be a reaction. This may be a reaction to how greedy college and pro football have
gotten. Now we're getting into my next argument was, viewing habits are going to change. We've got an entire community, and I hate to just label it millennials, but you got young viewers who may be less invested in sports. That's just the truth. They grew up, my kids right now are growing up in a time where they've got so many options. Yeah. They watch stuff on Netflix. They watch this and this. They love sports. They play sports. They go in the backyard and play. But when it comes to watching, they don't just sit and wait for 7 o'clock to get here so the Rockets game can come on. They're doing something else. And sometimes they remember if I say Rockets are on, they'll turn it on. But they're not like we were where it was appointment viewing.
Yeah.
That's not how they're going to grow up. And it's not how their kids are going to grow up. And so I think that hurts. But the real one, I think the real problem, and people can point to kneeling or athlete issues off the field or whatever, which you won't have that with robots, but whatever. That's going to be in my sports mat column. But here's the real problem. The real problem is eventually greed is going to get sports. Eventually greed is going to get sports. It's not infallible. It will eventually get them. Now, I don't know when it's going to be. It may not be for another 10 years, 20 years. It may be shorter than that. But eventually, you price out your core fan base from going to games and attending games. At some point, they become disenchanted and stop consuming games through mobile devices and televisions. And eventually, you are going to lose some of your fan base because it gets so expensive that even if your argument is it doesn't matter, they can watch basically for free on television, it won't matter. They'll become disenfranchised as fans. And that's going to be a big, big problem for sports. And it's going to happen. And all for what? Because of escalating salaries. Why are there escalating salaries? Well, they say it's escalating a piece of the pie, the escalating TV rights. Can they continue to escalate when you can't have subscribers anymore?
Yeah.
When ESPN can't have subscribers, where are the rights fees going to come from?
Well, and we were talking about this. Well, guess what? Well, Tillman buying the Rockets for $2.2 billion. When it came out, it's going to start at 2. Well, not if nobody pays 2. And you pay $2.2 billion. You know what his debt service is? You know what he's going to have to do? He's going to have to hit it hard. And where's it going to come from? It's going to come from the consumer.
Oh, no, there's no question. The margins.
James, $200 million. I mean, yeah. It's got to come from somewhere that you cannot keep bleeding.
There is a wall. There is a ceiling.
You're
going to hit it at some point. I don't know where it is. But you're going to hit it where fans say, yeah, no, I got to bail on it now. Now, maybe they keep consuming and everything, but you're not – at some point, salaries cannot always escalate. At some point, because the escalation of salaries is well beyond the escalation of where people are the salaries in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not growing as quickly as athlete salaries are. Our salaries aren't growing that fast. And we're the ones who are paying for these athletes. At some point, it's just basic economics. They're going to price themselves out. What's going to really happen is they're going to have to really be in lockstep with the advertisers. Like, they're going to have to – Rockets and every other team are going to have patches all over themselves. They're going to have branding. It's all going to have to be advertising. And then they can't piss off advertisers. And so then it's going to get really corporate where they have to – you know, you think the players are being held to certain standards with social justice initiatives, but when you're relying on corporations to pay your salaries basically and the money that's coming in, you're really going to be held to a completely different standard. So I just think that we could be headed to a little interesting time in sports across the board, some affected more than others, where we may be in a plateau and it may start to downturn a little bit in terms of what we know as sports coverage, whether it's coverage or attendance or whatever. I don't think that's outrageous at all. Money, television, consumer habits, all this stuff is all coming together. And I really do think it could fundamentally change. And will athletes be willing to go backwards in salary?
No. Well,
I mean, they may have to, but are owners going to be willing to go backwards with their prices?
No, that ain't happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Then what's going to happen? If you're not willing to be flexible both ways with your salary, because you know what never happens? We've got gas. There's gas. Gas is so expensive. Milk's now $4 a gallon. Milk didn't go right back to where it used to be. Milk stayed high. Not as high, but hey, guys, I thought y'all raised these prices because gas prices were so high.
Well, you still got to have milk and you still got to have gas.
And they're like.
But one thing you don't have to have is your tickets anymore.
You know, gas went down to $2. Gas went down to $2. So where's the milk? Did the milk go back down to where the prices used to be? When gas plummets, does milk do we get a break with milk prices?
No.
No?
No. 713-780-3776. You know where I was yesterday? Prime. I was over at Prime yesterday.
Where you? How'd you do?
I did great.
I'm going to ask you a question. Did anyone suck out on you with a 9-6?
No, with a 10-6 off
okay.
suit.
Yeah, okay.
Sucked out.
Okay.
Like hit a fourth diamond.
No one stayed in a pot with you when it was like a raise to 60 and snapped you off on the turn with two pair over your big slick.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
You know anybody? That couldn't happen. It would never happen.
Never. Tournament still going on when you were there?
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
That was nice. There's a tournament every day at noon.
Oh, speaking of, I got to tell you something.
Oh, guess what? They got a $100,000 tournament.
Yeah, so at Prime, guys, you can go play a 1-3 game, a friendly, the same game you play at your, one is the small blind, $3 the big blind. If you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. You can sit down with $200 or $300 and stay there for a long time if you're good at poker or even if you're average or what. Some people will tell you is even if you're bad at poker, you can make lots of money because that happens too when you stay in with 9-6s. But I know this, they've got half price daily fees going on from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They got a $100 Texas Hold'em high hand. So the high hand over the course of an hour is going to win $100. $75,000 guaranteed tournament Saturday at noon. $75,000 is guaranteed no matter how many play. And $100,000 is guaranteed this Sunday at noon. Take your opportunity to go to PrimeSocialTX.com. Find out more about them. They're at 7801 Westheimer. It's right there between Dunvale and Hillcroft. It's right there in the middle of Houston. Drop in there Saturday or Sunday for the big tournament or go daily for tournaments. You will love the feeling that you get from playing a little poker, grinding some cards, and get you and your buddies in there and get your neighborhood game over there going at Prime. They'll be more than happy to get it started for you. PrimeSocialTX.com.
$7,500 on a Saint Laurent jacket. Yeah, be careful when you dumping your action.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 749. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock. And we will be very welcoming to him, he will be very welcoming to you.
Yeah, I hope so. His T-Wolves took the L yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Rockets took the W.
His favorite team. That's his favorite team.
So dumb. He was like, all right, guys, when the Rockets beat the T-Wolves tonight, I'm ready for your tweets about how I'm a bitch boy T-Wolves fan. Thank you.
Raheel said that?
Yeah.
Because why did he go try to become a basketball hipster and go?
Oh, he does that.
He jumped on the Raptors.
He jumped on the Jazz last year.
Yeah, and they had a pretty good year.
Yeah. No, they were pretty good.
Yeah, but basketball hipster doesn't work because eventually you always lose because it's the best teams who win.
It's still the regular season. I mean, he picked the T-Wolves and they're a young team. He said they're a good young team.
He said, I'd rather have them than the Rockets. Their upside's better than the Rockets.
Well, he doesn't trust James Harden, which is what a lot of people don't really trust James Harden.
I try to tell you.
I was talking about style of basketball. I don't like Tom Thibodeau's style of basketball. Boy, that's just terrible. You don't want to watch that every day.
They have talent, but they don't have a megastar yet. KAT is really good. I still, you know, one of the things I realize, and I'm a dream guy. I'm a LaJuan through and through. There is only a certain amount of, when you're a back-to-the-basket player, which he's not, he can step out as well. But when you're not a primary ball handler, potentially, at the one or the two, it's just so much harder to have control of a game. You're really reliant upon other people.
Well, it's changed. The game's changed.
Uh-huh.
You used to go through Dream all the time.
Yeah.
You don't ever go down. It's rare you're going through the low post anymore.
But, like, Seattle always took Dream out with double teams. Well, triple teams. And that's why the Rockets couldn't figure out how to beat them is because those doubles and triples would come, and it took it out. You can double team at the top of the key with James, but it's just harder because the angles, as soon as he sees a double coming, he can just penetrate by, and now all of a sudden you're scrambling because he's beat his man. your man that you doubled off of is wide open and James can find him, and now everyone's a three-point shooter. So it's harder to take the ball out of LeBron's hands or James's hands or Steph's hands. It's just not the same.
Yep. Too hard. All right, let's get some calls in here. Is it Alec? Alec? Hey, Alec, how are you?
Good morning, guys. It's Eric.
Oh,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Fire Andrew. Just go in there and fire him.
I think some of the reasons attendance is going down, especially at football games, because, you know, all these rowdy fans getting assaulted. I mean, why would you want to pay an outrageous number of money for parking and tickets, you know, just get harassed when you can just sit at home with your big screen TV, watch it with your buddies, you know?
You know what? Even if he's joking, there actually is some...
Are people really concerned that they're going to be harassed at a game?
No, but I tell you what. You know what I did? I took my kids to a Texans game, Jacksonville, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and I took a couple of them. And you sit in the stands, and they don't care if your kid's around. Like, that's a blue-collar crowd.
Stephanie Stradley, don't sit near her.
No,
she's going to F-bomb
Stephanie
everybody.
Stradley's not going to F-bomb you, but these guys are just – they just cut it loose. And why would I want to go to that instead of just let the kids watch at home?
You find that – I find
it was a pretty rough crowd when I was around.
Well, you know, we see incidents – we hear of incidents all the time at games, and – it's usually Cowboy games or it's Eagles or Raiders games. But
don't sell the Niner fans short.
No, I'm not going to sell them short. Do people really feel like they can't go to a game because of they're worried about their safety?
I don't know about that, but let's be clear. John's not a man of the people anyway. It's not like he's sitting amongst the people.
Yeah, I sit with the people.
No,
the
you don't.
People and
I don't sit by myself. I sit with people.
Do you sit amongst the people in your buddies? Cordon off area where you get served stuff.
Yeah, but there's other people there.
You sit
with but they're people.
John, you sit with the Lannisters.
Yeah, you're one of the Lannisters.
John. I was sitting with the Wildlings, and I wasn't really. I'm like, I don't know that my son needs to sit out here with the Wildlings and watch the game. It felt a little rough. Like at one point, I thought something was going to go down with Egret and this other guy. I was like, man, they're getting it over
right,
there. We got
right
careful.
There.
Yeah,
right in the stadium.
Look, if you can point. Most times when John's at a game, people can actually point John out when they're watching the broadcast. Oh, look, John's sitting right there. Hey, look at him. He's right there. I see him every time the Rockets are attacking the basket. He's right there. Yeah, That's where he sits.
No,
so
I'm usually
can we
in
trust
the Lexus
his opinion?
Lounge.
The
I'm in the Lexus Lounge.
You go back and forth, when you when you deign to sit next to people.
What is that called? Is that King's Landing?
Yeah, he's normally in the Red Keep. But then he comes down and sits amongst the people. But
you mean kind of like when they took Searcy through the crowd and inside of that
shame?
Game? Not shame. Whenever she was in, when she was riding high, and then she just, and then Queen Marjorie said, "Oh, let's stop and help someone who doesn't have shoes or something like that."
Yeah, right.
And so she had to help someone with shoes, and then Searcy,
I'd be like,
"But no one is Queen Marjorie in his group." There's no one said let's stop to help
all
someone.
All Cersei's?
Yeah.
And Jaime's and Tywin's?
Yes. Yeah. There's not even a Tyrion who kind of has a heart of gold, even though, you know, he drinks and
How's
does stuff.
Guy, is John Tyrion?
A little person with a heart of gold?
Is John Tyrion?
He drinks and he likes to do stuff. Is he Tyrion?
Well, not with his wife, not in a brothel.
Yeah. Well, of course, I like to do stuff.
Well, Tyrion fell in love.
Like to do stuff?
Tyrion fell in love at one point. He had to kill the woman at the end of that relationship.
Watch yourself, Wendy. Watch yourself.
See?
Let's get Uncle Freddy in here.
The oldest trick in the book. He fell in love with a stripper. Didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
What's up, Uncle Freddy? Uncle Freddy, when you come into Prime, that's right. I can smoke some barbecue, make a little barbecue, and then we roll over to Prime and play some cards.
I know. We need to get down there.
I know.
Hey, talking about fans, I have club-level seats, but there was a we saw a girl, not the Steeler game. I think it was Cardinal game. She got arrested for stealing a bottle of Fireball from the little bars over there in between the sections. And Maddox was like freaking out, like, "Oh my god, Dad! That girl's getting arrested. She stole some Fireball." So it gets a little rowdy in the club too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the salary stuff y'all were talking about, and I think with my kids' generation, you know, Maddox is 13 now, and I was thinking, man, you know, at some point, you know, what are they going to keep buying? And he's had $200 since Christmas that he's done nothing with, and we go to the game Friday, and he buys the home All Star jersey.
Freddy, speak into your phone better.
There it is.
All right, he spent $150 on it. And then he's like, Dad, it's even got a Kia logo. So it's working somehow. Like, 13-year-old is almost spent $150. He's tied with money, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to buy this jersey. And then he's excited it's got the Kia logo, just like the players were in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You think at some point it's going to stop. But I remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we're thinking, God, these players are making so much money. And it's, I don't know. It seems like it's going to be a tough deal for it to stop at some point.
Yeah. No, I know it seems that way, but I really think – you know, at some point, I just think you're going to butt up against too many factors that can start to sway people. And we've already seen some, whether it's the cord cutting and people losing interest, whether it's a decline in ratings for players kneeling during national anthem or declining interest or something just kind of runs its course. You know, sometimes sports run their course. I know we can't fathom that in our lifetime, but somebody who is – you know, 70, 80 years old, they can tell you, yeah, I remember when we used to sit around the radio and listen to Joe Louis fights or watch or listen to the St. Louis Brown or watch the Sunday baseball game. One thing that I found, and this is pretty shocking to me, it's counterintuitive, but the oversaturation is a problem with sports. It's caused me to lose some interest in UFC because there's always something on all the time. And in football, I don't think Thursday Night Football has done them any favors at all.
No.
I don't think it's done them any favors.
No, it's oversaturated.
It doesn't make me excited to watch Thursday
Night Football.
Mark
Cuban, while he sounded like he was bitter or he was just being petty, mm-hmm. he was right. They've oversaturated the market.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the law of supply and demand is a simple one. The less you give of something, the less you have of something, the more you want it. And I think the NBA or the NFL maybe has oversupplied because – we do have plenty of games on Sunday. Monday was a special day. That was just forever. That's a special day. That's a little bonus football for us. And now it's already an advantage of having just 16 games because your supply and demand is already low. Your supply is already low, so the demand is artificially higher. It's a big advantage they have over baseball. We're like, 162 games, for God's sake. This is the longest season ever. We don't need this much baseball,
mm-hmm.
too much supply. But you throw in that Thursday game, and all of a sudden, one of your natural advantages of, hey, you know, there's only a certain amount of football you get. Now, you got to set your fantasy lineups early. Everything, it's affected everything in that regard, which, by the way, is a big draw for the NFL as they have fantasy football.
Right. No question. All right, we got to take a break. We're at the top of the hour here.
They need gambling to go legal. It'll help them.
It will.
It'll help all sports.
It'll help everything. And right now, the only one making the money is the bookies. Instead of being able to tax
it,
it's just
stupid. If they can tax it, and now you can pay players more.
Yeah.
You can pay your salaries more. So just give people what they want.
Hey, we're going to be at Trailer Will and Frame on Friday. Want you to come on out. Don't forget, Lance, we're going to be there on Friday.
I'm not going to forget.
Which is the...
Don't forget, we were at a place last week, too, a car place.
I didn't forget. I did not forget. I was there. And I'll be there on Friday, and you should be there too. And you should see what they're doing. Come see us over there. Come see all the great Robert and Jeff and Ray and everybody's going to be over there. It's an extravaganza. It's a Trailer Wheel and Frame extravaganza. We love going over there. Rudy's Barbecue is going to be there. St. Arnold's is going to be there. Kolache Shop is going to be there. It's awesome. What we need you to do is come on over to 8222 I-45 North, the Canino, or as Lance likes to say, the West Gulf Bank exit, but whatever. What I like you to do is get on over there and hang out with us and just come eat. See all of the great toolboxes and bed liners and grill guards and everything that they've got. Gun racks. Who doesn't need a gun rack for their pickup? Whatever you need for your pickup, get it at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Don't get it from the dealership. Get it bare bones. Buy whatever you're buying, bare bones, and put all of this stuff on a Trailer Wheel and Frame. And I trust me, you're going to save big time. All you got to do is get over there and see for yourself. And, of course, anything you need trailer-wise. So come on, get there, 8222 I-45 North, or go to trailerwheel.com. That's trailerwheel.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.